The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town. Like a cancer that's silently spreading, there's an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back as liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves. Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take America back. Lord knows they'll try to silence our voice.
Flat earthers fall into a certain category if they refuse to learn. They can get sucker baited, but they have to learn. The next thing, as I mentioned, a three, four, five triangle. It's trying to point out the way that you measure land. I didn't explain it. Take a 3-4-5 triangle, which is a right triangle, means one of the angles is 90 degrees, and set it down on a table. You'll have two sides going up and down. If you measure along the table, that's the way you measure land. What people were doing, and if you measure with a tape measure, you're going up the mountain and down the mountain. An awful lot more footage, and however, that's your land. By the same token, if you take that same triangle and stick one point anywhere you want on your table, and you look at it, you could see that the depth going down, if like you're into a canyon, and then look across the top, using a tape measure, you wouldn't get an accurate measurement of your land. I hope that explains that a little bit, please. Now, after this, if anybody wants to call in to the call-in number on an item by item, they can, 512-248-9252. However, I'm going to throw in another one for you that's just a little quickie. I won't know anything until Tuesday, because on Tuesday we're going to try to see if the phones and things of that nature are working with RVN. And I should have a guest to come on and visit with us. And so anyway, I'm not mentioning names or anything of that nature, because we still got to double check everything Tuesday, and I'm not real good with electronics. Okay, another thing that I brought up, and I think some people took it the wrong way possibly, and I brought this up more than once. People have asked me if I'm a Christian. And I say no. Let's back up with just a little bit. On my mom's side of the family, they were Catholics. My grandpa was such a fastidious man that 5 days a week, he sat down and read his Bible for exactly 20 minutes. He used a stopwatch. Now, if there was some kind of problem or something, he wouldn't do that, obviously, because he had to solve the problem. And the Bible he used, he would put it back into a box. And if you looked at that, by the way, I was not allowed to touch it. Okay. Wasn't allowed to touch it ever. Yeah, that was his. He was fastidious on everything about time. Very, very conservative. Now, on the other side of my family, my grandpa and my dad's side, they were Baptists. They were not Holy Roller Baptist. And my grandpa benched on my dad's side, Grandpa Kirk. He might go 2 or 3 weeks and not touch his Bible. And then, for some reason, he'd just sit down and stay on it and do nothing but, you know, what he had to do, regular chores. He'd stay on it for 3, 4, 5 days, reading it. Now, his Bible had pencil points, check marks. I mean, you wouldn't believe the condition of the Bible. But my family was Christian. I decided in 1991 that I didn't want to be a Christian because of what Christians do. Am I putting all Christians down? No, I'm not. I'm not putting all Christians down. I'm trying to state that every aspect of Christianity says the law is over. Just say Jesus and you're saved. Every aspect that I've ever known about any group of Christians says we don't have to do what the Father in heaven says to do. We don't have to do what the only begotten Son says we have to do. Christianity was formed by the Roman Empire, which became known as the Vatican. Every single Christian religion that I have looked into, the Vatican has funded the ones that are for the Protestants and funded those that are against the Protestants. So no matter what happens, whoever wins, the Vatican's got control of them. you may research every Christian religion. They're under the control of the Vatican. That's the problem. I want people to put their lives to be under control of the Father in heaven. Do what he says. You can't do what he says if you don't read and study. You can't get all of the indoctrination that has happened to my parents, my grandparents, my great-grandparents, all the way down the line. The training, the indoctrination, and now, bingo, we're down to where it's not cutting right now, ladies and gentlemen. And you better find out who you want to serve. The only begotten Son says, you cannot serve God, and again, I know they change it, should be, you cannot serve the Father and serve Mammon. Look up what Mammon means. It means man's government. Now, you only get two choices. You get to serve one or you get to serve the other one. It doesn't say a dadgum word about freedom. Not one word. Try and find where anywhere in the Old Testament or anywhere with the only begotten Son said you are free. You only are free to one thing. You can choose to serve the Father or you can choose to serve Mammon. Mammon has been going on for a long time. The word that is used in politics of how this happens is anti-disestablishmentarianism. Whoops, did I have a mouthful there? Anti-disestablishmentarianism. I'm not going to try to define that because actually to define it, you have to start with the last three letters, ISM. And to define anti-disestablishmentarianism, it is so totally true about every single movement and government, both a movement or a government, that you can imagine. It's there. It happens on a constant and continuous basis. Now, at one time, anti-disestablishmentarianism was the longest word in the American English dictionaries. I don't know if it's the longest word right now, but it is the manipulation of politics to create the people to desire something. And then that's there's an opposing force, and then there's an anti-deposing force to do that, so that they can divide and conquer the people. Cut them up into small groups. That's what's happened. I ask you just to think about that. Please, learn what has happened, not just to you, the people that are listening. It happened to your parents, your grandparents. I'm repeating myself on purpose. It's been happening for almost 4,000 years on this planet. Every single government does this. Every time you think you got something going good, bingo, bango, out it goes. Now, the previous host, I feel comfortable of repeating his name, Michael Rivera, he brought out something that was very, very important this evening. He said, you know, under President Bush, the inflation rate was like about 1%. And look what it is right now. Nobody knows what it is right now. I was shocked 2 days ago on national TV. They actually did, on the national news, on one of the channels, only can watch one at a time, and they brought out the fact that, yeah, they increased the price of something a small amount. But what they did, like a cookie package, they removed 4 to 7 or 8 cookies. Now, when you take that and you put it in, your inflation rate, and they did 5 or 6 or 7 different items, can't remember them all, don't think we need to talk about all of them, the inflation rate was between 30 and 35%. This is how they start moving you. Oh, we're going to have inflation. Now we're going to get rid of inflation. And the working guy is going broke. at every level because of this manipulation. Now, how many people thought, okay, I get Oreo cookies, and 12 months ago, I counted every cookie, and I ran down the exact part, wrote it down. And now they go to the store, oh, that price is only up 10, 15 cents, but you don't notice there's 8 cookies missing. Of course, they relabel them. Domino's Pizza, they put that up. Oh, well, they're putting less cheese on there. They're putting less of the other toppings on there, and they deducted that and actually made their pizzas just an inch smaller, a little less dough, a little less tomato sauce, and then they went into that inflation rate. So they didn't just jump on groceries. They went on to other things. And what happens? Well, on RBN, they have a song. They stick us and bleed us. Just those words. Aren't you getting tired of being stuck and bled? Why don't you wake up and understand that this is all planned and get tired of it and say, no more. I'm going to serve the Father. I'm going to do what He says. Under the Father's law, there was never, never, ever allowed inflation. Let's say you sold potatoes. You grew them and you sold them. And just for the sake of it, we're going to say 1 pound was, 10 cents. You know, I don't have the exact numbers in front of me. So you're selling potatoes, 10 cents. Well, the next year, you've got a jillion tomatoes. I mean, you just couldn't believe how many you got. Well, in our system, you would drop the price from 10 cents, maybe down to 7 or 8. No, you're not allowed to do that. The price stayed the same. Okay, now the next year, I mean, you hardly got any potatoes. And, everybody wants a potato. The price is still 10 cents. Never, under His laws, could you ever change the price because of too much or not enough. Never. You couldn't do that. You didn't have inflation or deflation. Wouldn't that be a lot better for the working people? Those are where my heart goes to. I don't know where your heart is. I really don't give a rat's toenail. And if I wasn't on a radio show, I wouldn't use that language. I'd use something much stronger if there were no ladies. About anybody that's a billionaire. As a matter of fact, anybody that's probably, I don't have an exact number, if somebody's got $10 million or $15 million, I don't give a rat's toenail about them. The only begotten Son says unequivocally, sell your raiment and buy a sword. Get rid of your rich stuff. Then what does He say? It's easier for a camel to go through a needle than a rich man to go to heaven. Wow. So all you hardworking Americans, you're going broke. Understand at least one thing. You're not a rich man. You got a chance. Rich men have no chance to get in. Easier for a camel to go through an eye of a needle, which, of course, in England was a little square rectangle. And they can't get in. When the only begotten Son says that, you can just pretty much bet that He's not lying to you. He doesn't know how to lie. I'd like you to think about that, please. The next thing I'd like to visit with you is our federal government has completely messed up. Wow, we've heard that before. But they had an opportunity. They're not done. Maybe they could pick up on this. And they could find a way to spend another $2 to $3 trillion and do the inflation. I hear we've got a little break coming. So if you'll hold on, I'd be appreciative. Thank you.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing. Knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company, and it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks?
When pigs fly!
The new EaseOff Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The EaseOff lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive! Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the EaseOff? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my EaseOff?
Go to EaseOff.com, EazeOff.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new EZ4 for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. EaseOff LLC, Summersville, Missouri, 417-932-6419.
You take the high road and I'll take the low, and I'll be in Scotland for ye, for me and my true love will never meet again.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. I'm going to say I'm amazed right now. I was speaking about easier for a camel to go through an eye of a needle, a rich man go to heaven. And the Bonnie Banks of Loch Lomond by Ella Roberts is the music last week and this week. And as soon as it began, it said, you take the high road, I'll take the low road. And she was using the example to get back to true Scotland, which is where my roots actually come from. Okay? And I've taken the low road. I'm proud to say that I've done that. However, it's caused some problems. So I think this is a good time to bring this up. I have asked people to donate to RBN in different ways. I'm not very good at asking for money at all. being on RBN. I don't ask for money unless they actually owe me money. I'm not used to that. Okay, so I don't do a very good job. However, I have an excuse coming up. I don't use a debit card and say, take out so much a week and have an automatic thing. I don't do like that. I decided when I was surprised and asked to come back and be on RBN, I said, okay, I'm going to ask for some money, but I'm going to take and put in $100 a month. Well, this month I'm not going to be able to hit my one-month thing. It's going to take 6 weeks instead of 4 weeks. And, you know, whatever you want to say, I had a $500 expense about 30 days ago, and I'm going to be a little late on that $100 because I'm not going in debt. And so the board ops have to put up with me when I call in. I give them my information, and bingo. Now, $100 is squat, okay? That's not much. I wish that each of you would consider, do you like listening to RBN? Now, there are other hosts that have done a good job, and they have got some businesses that they get people to advertise. And those people are contributing some money to RBN. Nothing is free on this planet, okay? It's pay to play in one form or another. I would very much like somebody to explain to me how to do a much better job of saying, hey, if all you can handle is $10 today, send in $10. And I understand that people are tight. I understand that. But if you want RBN to be around, you better think about it, because if we don't get listener support at this particular time, I say we, I'm like a, you know, an oddball sticking out, I guess, we're not going to have RBN. RBN does not ask you for your name, your phone number, your social security number, your email, anything of that nature to go to their website. Everywhere else I go, well, I want to go to that website. Well, sign in, register, give us your email. We're going to send you news alerts and how we're going to sell you all the time. I don't like that. If I'm trying, I don't listen to RBN or some of the other shows I'd like to listen to, because I don't listen to people that I got to give them, you know, I don't want them inspecting my rear orifice and giving me a million emails. So I don't know how to ask for money. As a matter of fact, I recall ever in my life asking for money until this go-round on RBN. For any reason, I absolutely refused money because I was trying to help people. And under my family code of honor, I was not even allowed to take money that lawfully was mine. I said, nope, not going to do that. That's not the way my mom and my dad did things. Not the way my grandparents did things, and I'm not going to violate that law, family code of honor. So I'm not very good at asking for money. If there's somebody else that is good at asking for money, how about calling in, and I'll give you a minute or two or 3 minutes, and you say, I'm great at asking for money, and bingo, I'll go ahead and take care of that for you, Jerry. I'd love that. Of course, I'd like to see some results, too. I wouldn't get mad at somebody if they didn't get results. But please, please consider supporting RBN. You know, Sam and Julie and Mike, they'd actually like to get paid. Not that they're not getting paid for their work. Got some music. Thank you.
The truth.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
Extendivite has proven time and again it really works. Here's a testimonial from Amazon.com. I am only 40, but I have put my body through hell working in manufacturing for 20 years. I recently started to notice a buzzing feeling along with a stuttering sensation with my heart. I had a full cardio stress done, which I passed. I decided to try Extendivite after getting the jingle stuck in my head. Halfway through the bottle, I really did notice a difference. After getting home from work, I would just sit in a chair for a few hours feeling like crap, and this stuff reduced that feeling along with heart discomfort to almost nothing. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
American Freedom News is your daily website that will keep you fully informed on what both the good guys and bad guys are doing in the information war in which we are all engaged. Fed up with the lies of the fake news media and the censorship of big tech giants? American Freedom News is the solution, as we provide truth and knowledge on all the vital issues of the day. American Freedom News believes in America first. The establishment wants us split into numerous hostile groups rather than uniting in a common cause against the corrupt oligarchy that is plundering America and the world. Many more Americans are waking up and realizing they are the victims of the ongoing Great Replacement and Great Reset. But the malevolent forces trying to systematically destroy America can and will be defeated. Be fully informed by reading American Freedom News, the best news and information site on the internet. Go to AmericanFreedomNews.us and find out for yourself. That's AmericanFreedomNews.us.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2 keep it today.
Why I got off the $1 trillion subject, but I do believe in instinct, if you will. So I'm going to stay on this before I get to the couple $1 trillion deal. I know that speaking on the radio, like I am right now, that I am not as good at that as something that I know I'm good at. History on the radio. Had a few times in Orlando, Florida, 4, 5, 6, where Judge Webster, a phenomenally hardworking conservative man, he's passed away now, he and I were asked to do radio shows about certain issues going on in Central Florida. then life went down the road, and another man asked me to be on a radio show in California. Well, I'd never heard of him, but the man was nice. I said, man, I ain't got no money to do that, because at that time I didn't. Anyway, he said, look, I'm going to buy the first 6 months for you. You aren't going to have any ads. I said, okay, I'll take it. He bought another 6 months. Well, wasn't all the way done with that 6 months, and John Stadtmiller gave me a call. Now, I had listened to RBN, but I don't recall ever calling in. I just listened. And actually, the reason I listened to RBN, 65 to 70% of the reason I listened to RBN is I like to hear the comments and suggestions and thoughts of the people that call in, so I can get a handle on where they're coming from. And that's funny, maybe. Now, that's my experience on radio. Now, I got on this time, and I didn't know. Somebody called me. I said, yeah, I'll give it a try. But I am, and I do know that I'm very good. Oh, man, he's bragging. I'm not bragging. I'm telling you facts. I'm damn good at speaking to live audiences. And I've spoke to live audiences a lot. And big numbers. Big numbers. I like that better. Because I can look the folks in the eyes. And I can see their body language. I can tell what's going on. And I enjoy face-to-face. Even the times that I went to a crowd and everybody said, you can't go there. They're going to kill you. Because we know what you're going to say. I said, I don't give a rat's toenail. Of course, that's not the language I used. And I got up there and I told those abominations exactly who they were. And I enjoyed that one a lot. And you know what? I didn't get hurt. I walked out of there. I humiliated those abominations. If you don't know what an abomination is, maybe you ought to look it up in the good book. In the military, and I can use this terminology because the military used it constantly in training plan, training. Steers and queers. So, if they use that hundreds and hundreds and thousands of times, I feel good enough to say steers and queers. That's what one of the definitions of an abomination is a queer. And, you know, there's a penalty in there for various levels of abomination. To guess what it is for that one, I want you to think about. So I'm not giving you my best abilities, but I'm doing as good as I can. Maybe you want to hold that against me. I ain't sending in $10 to RBN because Jerry's not really good. Okay, do it that way. But I would hope you would consider it differently. Now I want to get on to the $2 trillion, maybe a little more, that our federal government, both the Republicans and Democrats, missed out on. And they're leaving living items to suffer with no government help. Anybody got an idea what that is? Just in your head, just think about, what is that area? Okay, what it is Bambi. That's Bambi, a little deer. Look at the cases of COVID all across this country. Well, not so much in New York City or Chicago because they ain't got no deer there. Talk about Iowa, Florida, all around, you know, places where there's deer. The government has not passed a mandate for the deer to wear a face mask. They haven't provided free face masks for them. They're not doing any testing. And if you think only Bambi is getting COVID, you better do some homework. So am I being facetious? No. I'm saying that, hey, I like deer. Deer are nice things. I actually can walk around. I've patted deer, wild deer. People have seen it. Said, I can't believe you did that. I said, well, I just like deer. They like me. And we're not taking care of Bambi. Now, how is this happening? Well, I've mentioned to numerous people, not when I was on the air, how are they spreading this stuff? It's real simple. All you have to do is have an aerosol can. Have the aerosol can put on your back, have a little button. When the wind's in your face at 3 or 4 miles an hour, you walk into the wind, and you walk through a crowd, and you press your aerosol, and it goes out the back, and you get COVID. Now, where'd my experience come from that? Of course, big cities, big areas, they got to use a different way. Same aerosol, but in an airplane. Studying the crop, or the, wasn't just crops, but it was, they were spraying our country with the various planes. Did some studies on that. Was able to show people some stuff physically. Not going to go into all that. But along this subject that I'm leading into is something that the oldest information that I can find, maybe there's more information, the longest it's been out and available is 9 months. A little over 3 years ago, I noticed something. And I'm a guy that runs his mouth at times, and I said, you know, I couldn't imagine living in the country without growing my own strawberries and my own asparagus. And, you know, I really enjoy that. And I had a hard time ever getting a strawberry or asparagus into my house. The reason was because when I was out working, when I took a break, I'd go over there and pop myself 5, 10 strawberries, pop myself 5 or 10 asparagus, and that was my break with some water. And it was really nice. Now, if I knew I was having some guests coming in or something like that, I'd get some for them, stuff like that. But, you know, hardly any strawberries or asparagus came into my place, my house. Well, a little over 3 years ago, my strawberries, I said, wait a minute, they don't look exactly right. I looked at my asparagus, I said, they don't look exactly right. And I started looking at my tomatoes and my beets and the da-da-da-da-da, and I said, something's wrong here. And, you know, I think I know something about gardening. At least for years and years, I was producing so much I had to, you know, barter to trade to get rid of it. And then when I didn't have anybody, I gave it away. Well, I noticed they started turning black. And I said, what the heck is this? I've never seen any of this. Well, I decided to get on the road, you know, out here in the country, drive a little bit to see what's going on. And I noticed a spot here and a spot there. I'm talking about something like maybe 2 or 3 foot of a circle, if that much that big. And you know what? Their leaves were black. I said, what the heck is this? And anyway, so I got some production that year, the first year. Wasn't great, but it was okay. The next year comes up, and I mean to tell you, you talk about being terrible. It was terrible. It had black fungus all over. So I said, okay, I got to see if I can get rid of this. Well, I went to a few stores, and on the way, I noticed that those areas that were real small, 2, 3 feet, something like that, now they were 7, 8, 9, 10 feet. Now, they were spread out. Spread out by sometimes 400 or 500 yards. And, you know, for miles in each direction, I was finding this. Damn, this is amazing. What is this? Well, it wasn't worth gardening that year, but, you know, I said, okay. Then last year, I said, okay, let's see if I can get rid of this fungus. I went down and bought copper sulfate. I bought this, that, and the other supposed to kill funguses. Didn't do a rat's toenail. I didn't get 2% out of my garden last year. Everything was rotten. No good. And the, you know, so I drove around again, and I drove miles and miles, and I started seeing this black fungus just wiping out areas. Big areas now. 50-foot tight circles. Or rectangles, triangles. And I couldn't understand why. How come that same plant's 20 feet down the way and ain't got none? Well, all I can tell you is I have not been able to find a single item that is more than 9 months old about black fungus. You can get on YouTube, look up black fungus. They're also talking about it with a term, I'm going to not say this right, I'm sure, mucormycosis. I guess that's the scientific thing. It's hitting us. You wonder why you're having less food? Like, we're having shortages? And now, guess what? They have another one that's come out. I only found out about it about a month ago. I haven't experienced it. At least I don't know I've experienced it. It's called white fungus. It's in people. You can see the pictures of the people with the black fungus, and then you see people with the white and the black. They got people. It shows you what happens to them. It's more than sickening. And a whole bunch of the people that have the black fungus in this country, guess what? They're saying, well, they got COVID and now they got black fungus. Look at the pictures, ladies and gentlemen. This is not happening by accident. We have been sprayed. And I see the spray jets over my place, this entire area, all the time. This is called planned genocide. That's what's happening to our world. And if you really want to look into this black fungus, why don't you take and go look at what's happening in India? Yeah, it's really, really bad there. Have you ever heard of national news talking about black fungus? There's no way to stop what's going on. But I'll tell you what you can do, at least for your own individual body, is you can take and you can go buy 1 gram of gold, get yourself 1 silver dime and 1 Indian head copper penny. I don't sell gold, copper, silver, nothing like that. And put it in your kettle. And when you heat it up to get your tea or your coffee in the morning, use that water. When you go to make something that needs you add a little water to it, you know, when you're cooking something like that, use that water. You're going to get what they call nano-sized particles. And it's going to go into you. And if you understood that gold and silver and copper kills funguses, it kills flu. It kills even many actual, what you'd call a disease, for a bacterial disease. Now, I'm going to be a little bit crude right now. If I could run into a beautiful 45 to 55-year-old woman that was single, intelligent, and not married, I'd be happy to French kiss them if they had COVID, just as a demonstration. But unfortunately, that woman would have to have one other characteristic to her. She'd have to be blind, because only a blind woman would kiss an old guy like me. So there's things out there that nobody's talking about. They don't want you to know. They don't want you to put A and B and C and so forth together and string it out so that you can see all the letters. They are constantly hitting us with more and more problems. Myself, I think we should all get out in the streets and just demonstrate, because the Bambis are not wearing their masks. They must be doing this. Shame on those Bambi deer. And while you're at it, why don't you look up and find out the mutations that are going on with animals? How about a goat. With 3 eyeballs, 1 in the middle. Whoops. Yeah. There's mutations in phenomenal numbers all across this planet. They don't understand. They can't see what's going on. The animals are being affected, and it's going to get worse and worse. You better return to the Father's laws. You better do what you can to serve Him. You know, all you have to do at the very basics is just say, okay, well, you know, I can quit eating pork. I'm going to quit eating catfish. And you'll figure, if you take one step, you'll figure another step. And it's step by step by step. Now, can I tell you 35% of the steps? No, I'm not that smart. Am I doing as many of the steps as I was 6-7 years ago? No, I'm not. I'm not growing 99% of all my own vegetables. I'm not raising my own cows because I don't have the money and the space, or my sheep, and so forth, where I know for a fact what's going into them. Yeah, I'm having to buy the same garbage that you are in the store. We're having a break now. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen.
Just to stay alive, 'cause the heat is on.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because Big Tech, Big Pharma, and Big Brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we, the people, are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Hey gang, Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and the new app, Koshertified, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher certified is a win-win convenience for all food-conscious people. So why not check out thekosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the Koshertified app can make a huge difference for your future.
Thank you.
and gentlemen. Mike has let me know that John in Michigan is on the line. Are you there, John?
Yes. What is your name, sir? I keep, you know, missing when you announce it, but I've been following your shows. I really enjoy them.
My name is Jerry Francis Kirk, and I was named incorrectly. But that's
okay.
The name I got.
Okay, so Kirk is K-I-R-K?
Yes, sir, and that was not my original last name.
Okay, well, that's okay. I enjoy your shows, but you were talking about black mold, and I've been following the weather since the 70s, and up here in northern Michigan, they really kicked up the aerosol program back in the late 90s. And I do exterior work during the summer. I'm 72 right now. And I noticed, I did research back in those days, and there were some articles, really, really extensive articles on this spraying and the black and red mold that was occurring. And I would do the exterior of a home, and in the next year I'd have all these black dots all over it. And that would be on vinyl, and roofs up here are filled with black mold. And what the article stated is that they are putting so many positive ions in the atmosphere with this spraying program that it's creating the situation for black and red mold to develop. And the prions, too, that are very prevalent in the atmosphere, which is involved in this shot, too, that people are taking, is the cause of Mac-Houser disease, and that much of it has to do with the aluminum that's falling out of the atmosphere and contaminating these animals. So you're right on with the black mold, because I can't. There's a company in Florida that has an association up here. They have a company up here, and that's what much of their work. They did three houses for me to eliminate black mold and moss that seems to be just rampant on all these buildings, and people just have no clue where it's coming from.
Yeah. And all I can tell you is in the late 90s, actually I should be a little more clear, 99 to 2000, they started spraying my area in Arkansas. I was in there then. But I had a...
I'll hold over. Break. Yes.
You want to hold on, John? You can.
We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, and take all our money and send it abroad. We must take America back. We need prayer in the schools and more things made in USA.
American Freedom News is your daily website that will keep you fully informed on what both the good guys and bad guys are doing in the information war in which we are all engaged. Fed up with the lies of the fake news media and the censorship of big tech giants? American Freedom News is the solution, as we provide truth and knowledge on all the vital issues of the day. American Freedom News believes in America first. The establishment wants us split into numerous hostile groups rather than uniting in a common cause against the corrupt oligarchy that is plundering America and the world. Many more Americans are waking up and realizing they are the victims of the ongoing Great Replacement and Great Reset. But the malevolent forces trying to systematically destroy America can and will be defeated. Be fully informed by reading American Freedom News, the best news and information site on the Internet. Go to AmericanFreedomNews.us and find out for yourself. That's AmericanFreedomNews.us.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.